This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Ashley Chain and Anna Alaco. We're talking about the Mount Washington Valley Caregiver Expo. This is happening at the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center, and that will be tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. for the registration. 10 till 3 will be the event itself, and that's off East Main Street in Center Conway. If you're not familiar with the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center, you can find more information or sign up by going to eventbrite.com and searching for MWV Caregiver Expo. You can also call 603-356-7006. Ashley and Anna, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's get into this expo, what it's about, then we'll talk a little bit about the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center.
Okay. So last year we came up with this idea. We brought it back this year because it was so successful. We talk a lot about aging and what to do when you're aging, but we haven't had a tool in the Valley to help prepare people who are providing this care to their loved ones or people that they know. So this year, the underlying theme of the expo is around memory issues. So maybe it's things that have memory decline, things are getting a little fuzzy, somebody has dementia. We want to help give folks the tools on how to help provide that care for the people in their lives.
And I think something that's kind of important with that, as well as other elements of the expo, is that the different clients for the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center are actually going to be participating in this expo. And I imagine they could probably help each other with memory issues.
Yes. For example, we had one guest who's attending now who said, you know, I really want to talk to people about what's happening here. And so we're going to have a table there at the expo for the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center. And he's going to be sitting there with us so that he can talk about some of the activities that he does there and the things that he enjoys. And so it's twofold. One, we are respecting the guests, you know, interests and giving space for them to express those interests and supporting people feeling like valuable members of the community, which they are. You know, in the process of memory loss, it can be really scary for the guests themselves who are aware, like, oh my gosh, my memory's not the same as it was. And it can be really scary for the caregivers too, like how to engage with their loved ones who they're used to engaging in a particular way with particular memories. And so one of the things that we'll be showing just by sitting there at the table with guests is like, people are still there, their memory is different, and they still have a really valuable contribution to make to the community. Everybody there has some unique gifts. So this particular person who will be, and there may be a couple different people, is an excellent storyteller. And so people who are there will be able to get some good stories.
There are some highlights to the expo, which I want to talk about. A national presenter, Janet Edmondson.
That's correct.
Is going to be presenting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about her and what she's talking about?
So Janet has presented all over the nation, but she is homegrown to us in Portland, Maine. So she's coming over for us to do that. She's going to be there to talk to caregivers about how to manage the struggles that come with caregiving and how to take care of yourself, as well as meeting the needs of the person that you're caring for, which is super important throughout this. We are excited to have her. Other things that we're going to be talking about that day is often folks will tell us that they feel like they missed an opportunity to be able to get information about their loved one or hear stories when it comes time for the end of their life and to write their obituary. So Julie Lanois is going to be hosting a mini expo on how to write an obituary through the art of storytelling so that when you read it, it's really important to highlight what was important to that person in their life. We're going to do a dementia experience, which is where we gear you all up in some fun things and then send you into a room to complete some tasks, and it's as if you have dementia, so you can, it's the most realistic experience you can have without having it yourself. We have a segment on advanced care planning, but this year, instead of talking about the medical portion of it, we're talking about how to financially prepare to care for somebody and how to be able to handle like accessing bank accounts, that type of stuff when you have to care for somebody. And then finally, Trisha Maddox-Larson, who is a speech pathologist, will be talking about focusing on the cans in issues surrounding memory impairment versus the can't. So when you're going through a lot of diagnosing and going to neuropsychologists and whatnot, they always talk about you can't remember what time of day it is. You don't know what day of the week is. You can't remember how to put on your clothes. You can't. And so changing that to focus on what they're doing, like at the Adult Day Center, what can people still do to remain an active member of the community?
So this is all going to be highlighted at the Mount Washington Valley Caregiver Expo. It's tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning is the registration. 10 till 3 is the event itself at the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center. That's off East Main Street in Senator Conway. You can find more information by going to eventbrite.com and searching MWV Caregiver Expo. You can also call 603-356-7006. I do want to make sure that we get the sponsors for this event mentioned.
Yep. So we have a wonderful sponsor through Merrill Lynch, Bank of America Corporation, and Cooper Cargill Chant has been very supportive in sponsoring this event too, and that will allow us to host this event free to the public, and it also lunch is included for free for the registrants that are coming.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center, because that's where this is happening. And the Adult Day Center is actually kind of a relatively new addition for the in terms of the facilities.
Oh, it is brand new. So the building just opened in July 2019, and we had our first guests attend September 13th, actually, of this year. So we've just been 2 months open, and already we're getting feedback from caregivers, just wonderful stories about... Let me back up and say that we have two goals. One goal is to provide guests themselves with a pleasurable experience, that they're a meaningful member of community. And then our second goal is to provide respite and peace of mind for caregivers. And so speaking to that, even after just 2 months of being open, we're getting feedback from caregivers about how helpful having a center is to their lives. So, for example, there's one guest who was always a really busy guy. He wasn't the kind of guy who would sit down and read the paper so much. He was always puttering around, doing things, working on a project. And so when he's home and not able to do some of those things he used to do, he would get anxious and agitated and pace a lot. And either that or he was sleeping because he just wasn't getting the kind of stimulation that he was used to doing. Everything has changed with the diagnosis. And so now that he's engaged at the center in activities, he goes home and his caregiver told us just a couple days ago how he's not pacing like he was and how relaxing it is for everyone in the house because he's relaxed. And not only that, is that he's sleeping. So rather than sleeping during the day and then being up to like 2 o'clock in the morning, he's going to bed with the rest of the family. And so there's this kind of normalcy that's occurring, which is really positively benefiting the caregiver as well as the guest themselves.
It's the Mount Washington Valley Caregiver Expo. It's happening at the brand new Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center. That's off East Main Street, Center Conway. Tomorrow, 9:30 is the registration time. 10 till 3 is the expo itself. And you can find more information or sign up by going to eventbrite.com. Search MWV Caregiver Expo. That's eventbrite.com. You can also call 603-356-7006. Ashley or Anna, any final thoughts before we go?
The other thought is that we'll have vendors that are going to be there that will have tools and resources for caregivers to look at equipment and services that they may encounter as their loved one ages.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
All right. Thank you for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury, workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.